Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is June the 29th, 2018. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 162 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about the tension between content and skills in the EFL classroom. The idea is to share some of the insights I've had by teaching my own classes and to share with you, with the EFL community. And also, I would like to mention that this episode is another episode in the new series that I've recently created called 25 Years of EFL Teaching. And so this is something that the tension between content and skills, this is something that I think a lot about when I'm in the classroom, in fact, and when the class is actually going on. Why? Because I think there's always we need to find the right balance here in this tension. It's also important to clarify here what I mean by content and what I mean by skills. Skills, of course, is, your listening skills, your speaking skills, so developing skills. Yeah? So you can use materials, you can try to find materials that will help you guide your students in order to develop their skills, listening skills, conversational skills, speaking, I mean. And you can also use materials that will focus on the content of the ideas, I mean, the opinions, personal experiences, and so on and so forth. So if you think about focus on content, let's say, maybe you will find some interesting topic to introduce to the students and use it as a conversation in a conversation class, and students will simply exchange ideas and try to discuss and try to share their experiences, give their personal opinions, and in this case the classroom atmosphere has to be friendly and stimulating, but at the same time it can be a bit challenging and more like problem solving oriented, like trying to discuss a topic that actually doesn't have a final solution, or that you're just exchanging ideas and trying to think about the best way to deal with it. So When you focus on content, you are focusing on the content that either you're analyzing, you're trying to understand something, if you're doing listening or reading, or if you're reading a short text or something. And it could also be related to students' ideas when they're speaking. So you're focusing on the content of what they're saying. That's what I mean. When you think about materials more from the other perspective, like you focus on skills, then you might be looking for accuracy. So when you're doing a listening activity, for instance, you might be focusing on accuracy, trying to get your students to transcribe a text or something like that. It could be more the focus on skill could be trying to develop more specific skills, so and more general skills. Like, of course, when we work with listening, you could be, let's say, trying to develop your students' general comprehension of a passage, like the gist, and that's what I call a macro skill, and against what you might call micro skill, which is trying to listen for specific sounds and trying to transcribe the whole audio script or the whole script that the people are saying, the every single word they're saying. So this might be more like detail, focus on detail, and focus on macro level and a micro level. Micro focusing on the detail and macro level focusing on general comprehension of the ideas. So I do this a lot. I move from one to the other sometimes. Sometimes I ask my students to listen to a passage relatively long, let's say 3, 4, 5 minutes, and then they have to summarize the whole passage and tell me what they think are the main ideas in that passage. And then you could move on and try to listen a second time and try to pause the listening passage a few times and ask them about the last sentence, if they can write down the last sentence, or even the whole text, if you like, which might be more time consuming if you want to transcribe a text, a 5 minute passage, and convert it into text. That might take at least an hour or so. Yeah. So when you focus on skills, you could focus on skills in a more general way, or in a more specific way, like focusing on specific situations, developing your student skills to deal with specific situations. And again, when you work with going back to content, to the idea of content, when you focus on content, you can also have a more general or a more conversational style, like you're just discussing ideas, and you have this friendly, stimulating environment in the classroom, and you let your students give their opinions and share their personal experiences just for the sake of it. Or you could be more specific or more technical, where they also share their, let's say, knowledge or experiences, but you're talking about more specific things, how to do things, how to, I don't know, to describe a process or something like that. And so it could be, again, more specific or more general. I always like to use materials more as a means and not as an end. What do I mean by that? It's a way, the materials are basically the tools we have to make our students participate and engage in a conversation or whatever activity you're proposing in class. So engage in this interaction that you're proposing, that you're offering. So you can adapt your materials, you can recycle. I like to use the word recycling for materials as well. Sometimes I reuse the materials in different ways with different students and even different levels. And I think EFL teachers have to know how to do that in order to save time and make their lives easier. Yeah. So sometimes I use the same video passage, but I ask my students to do completely different things. And of course, then you can adjust that to your students' levels or depending on the questions you ask. Or so then again, you could go back and in some moments focus more on a general view of the content, and so focusing on the content. Or you could go and focus on skills the second time you listen or something like that. So it's always good to know to have this tension, to know how to, let's say, adjust the dial of the tension. Sometimes move more to the skills side, sometimes move more to the content side. Also, I like to play along with textbook materials and sometimes authentic materials, so to have a balance there in order to expose your students to different situations and accents in different contexts as well. Yeah. So this is it for today. I wanted to talk about this. This is something that I always think about when I'm teaching my classes. And I hope you you also can learn something about how to deal with this tension and offer a variety of activities, and not always the same format. Like, you show the content, you ask them to do an exercise, and then you test it. So like the presentation, practice, production style PPP. Yeah, but that you do something, you can start things in different ways, start discussions in different ways, ask clever questions, and try to use materials in different ways as well. So this is it for today. Remember that you can visit the webpage for this podcast, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list in case you want to get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any suggestions or comments. And you can follow us on Twitter. Just look for Follow English altogether in one word. So I'll see you next time. Bye.